Robots Radio presents
Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast.
I'm not usually a hat fan, but wow.
Every like a bear and dagger.
I'm really sipping on that dumb bitch juice today, and
yeah, I am. But you know what? Someday I just might grow out of that. But you will never stop being a jerk.
All chocolate cakes are good. You're a fascist.
It's hideous.
It's horrible.
It's home.
Angry white boy, let's go!
Hello and welcome to Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast, the mini-sodes. These are the mini-sodes where we tell you what we've been watching this week, all the trailers that we have watched, and whether you should base your movie-watching preferences on what we say or not. That's Simone the Roof.
That's Chad Ekowitz. Chad, what have you watched this week?
You see, you're taking full advantage of the fact that my internet connection's being a bit silly, and I cannot jump in and gauge where the conversation's going, so that's not very fair. But to be fair, I've only watched one thing that this week, and that is Bad Sport. So it's a brilliant, absolutely fantastic mini documentary series on Netflix, which goes through sort of like different sports people who do very bad things. So like the first episode is about game fixing in basketball, in college basketball. The second episode is about a F1 driver who was also a drug smuggler and sort of him dealing with that kind of thing. And it's actually a really solid show. Like, it's very, very interesting.
That's fun. That sounds great. Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, hour-long episodes, and just really, really fun.
That sounds right up my alley. That sounds super great.
You would love it. You would really, really love it. I think you would just find such like a deep interest in all these things that like people do and stuff.
Yeah, I love
so
it.
Definitely
yeah.
Check it out. Well worth the watch. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What about you? What have you watched?
Chad, I finally watched Pig.
Oh shit. Okay. How is it?
It was not what I expected.
Okay.
I think watching the trailer, the impression that I got that we both got was like, it's sort of a John Wick situation, except it's his truffle pig that gets taken and he goes on a rampage. And it's not really that at all. Like, he is like a recluse with a dark past whose like truffle pig gets stolen and he has to go into the city to find out where she is. But like, it's actually, he's an ex-chef.
Okay, interesting.
Who was like really big in the industry. So it's kind of partially a reflection on like the food industry, but it's mostly him learning to cope with grief.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually very artsy.
Okay, what is Nicolas Cage doing these days?
Whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly he can just do whatever the fuck he wants.
It's a really nice, it's actually a lovely movie, it's really beautiful, but, you know, I just got out the other end and I was like, this is not the emotion I expected to be feeling after watching this movie.
Oh, goodness,
so,
okay.
Yeah, that was Pig.
Interesting. Fair enough. Anything else that you watched this week?
Yeah, I watched, just for fun, yesterday I watched There's Somebody in Your House.
Okay.
It's like a teen horror thing on Netflix, it's got Scream-type vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's, you know, it's an hour and a half of, like, really basic teen horror.
Okay.
Fine. Fun. Pretty much exactly what you want it to be.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. So something like just to take your brain out and it'll just be enjoyable and you'll get through it. And yeah. Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned it, I think that's a good segue into the new Scream trailer was released. Fucking so excited that we're getting another Scream movie. This is like, so you have the four Scream movies, then you had the TV show, which was two seasons, and now you got this new
Scream.
It was
very good.
Very, very good. And now you got a new Scream movie. Oh, I'm so excited. So fucking excited.
I'm also, like, very much enjoying the slasher trend where, like, they're bringing back the final girls from, like, the old movies, and then they have to navigate it again. Like, I love a good final girl returns type trope, so this is very fun for me.
It's badass. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I'm well chuffed with this. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. I mean, the cop who plays, the guy who plays Dewey, looks like really old and grizzled now, and I fucking love that. It's so good. Courtney Cox is back as well. Nothing to complain about. I'm really excited for this film. Yeah. What are you excited for?
I am obviously very excited for The Black Phone. I've known this movie was coming for a while, but it's based on a Joe Hill short story. Obviously a big Joe Hill fan. It's got Ethan Hawke in it. It's by the guy who did Sinister. So for me, it's just tick, tick, tick. It's gotten really good reviews so far for the pre-screenings. I think it comes out in February. I will definitely be going to watch this in theaters. Like, I saw the trailer and I was immediately like, Rudy, set your calendar. Like, we're going to the movies. I will go really with good. Or without you, sir.
This movie looks insane. It looks really, really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Looks super good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan. I think this is going to be good. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, yeah. The only other thing I think that I am excited about is Bruised, which is Halle Berry coming back for a redemption story. She's an MMA fighter who gets out the game. She learns that she's got a kid, so the kid comes and lives with her, and now she's going to get back into fighting. And it's going to be a sub-story. I'm going to cry, but it's going to be fighting, and I'm excited.
It looks so good.
It looks really, really good.
I love this, like, Halle Berry 2.0, where, because she was also in John Wick 3, like, she's embracing much more, like, action-y roles, where, like, it's much less about, like, you know, her being the pretty one, or, like, the beautiful lady. Like, she's actually a fantastic actor. We know she's an Oscar-winning actress. And it's really cool that she's able to, like, embrace these more, like, physical roles now that also show off her acting chops. Like, I love this for her.
Yeah, yeah, it's really, really great. And I'm so excited to see what she comes up with, like, now that she's sort of, like, getting back into it and, like, starting to get the ball rolling again. It's going to be really exciting.
I'm definitely going to. We both love a good fighting movie.
Oh, can't get enough of them. So what else are you excited for?
Honestly, I was not blown away by a bunch of the trailers.
Neither was
we saw, Oh my God, Chad, this morning, as of recording this, the Batman trailer dropped.
Oh, another one? Brilliant.
Yes, but this is like a full trailer. It's not like the teaser that we saw. It looks really good. It looks so good.
Do we have a release date yet?
I think they said March next year.
Very exciting. I'm so fucking
excited. Robert Pattinson looks like a great Batman. Like we said, he certainly has the jawline for the mask. Exactly. He's looking tough. His suit's looking good. The new Batmobile looks dope. Yeah. You've got Colin Farrell as the Penguin. You've got the Riddler in there. You've got Zoe Kravitz playing Catwoman.
Oh my God.
Like, again, just tick, tick, tick. I'm so excited.
This is going to be an awesome Batman. This is going to be grungy. It's going to be gritty. It's going to be very, very exciting. It's back to, like, the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm very, I mean,
we're going to watch this in theaters.
We were excited. Sure. We were excited for this before, but now, just so much more.
As soon as they announced it was going to be Pattinson, we were actually like, you know what?
He's going to do it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, what a note to end on, Jesus Christ. I mean, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate you. Yeah. What have you guys been watching? How excited, not are you excited, but how excited are you for new Batman film? Please do let us know. And where can they do that, Simone?
They can tell us all about it on Facebook and Instagram at Fresh Tomatoes Podcast, on Twitter at Fresh Tomatoes MP. They can email us essays about their excitement at freshtomatoespodcast@gmail.com.
I might just email us an essay on this because I'm just so excited and I want us to know about it. Very, very exciting
times.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. And as we say at the end of every episode,
we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Goodbye.
Hey there, my name's Jameson, or Big Cat.
And I am Brenna, or Mother Goose.
And together, we are the hosts of The DL, Weekly Gaming News.
Each week, we bring you the top stories from last week, as well as something you might have missed.
Our goal is to start a conversation about what's going on in the world of gaming.
And every week, we have a special guest join us in the chat room, where we discuss a different gaming-related topic and learn more about our guests and the 60-second download.
And if that isn't enough, we also have Slim Jims.
So come and hang out with us every week and join in on the conversation.
Good luck and have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.